Blog Talk Radio.
And God bless all of you tonight on the Blog Talk. This is the Chief Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson, and welcome to the Blog Talk. I want to thank all of you who are on the blog as well as on the prayer line. We greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hopefully you can hear me on the prayer line. God bless you. This is a wonderful, wonderful night. And we do celebrate Jesus, and we do give the Lord praise. This blog talk, combined with the prayer line, is dedicated to giving God 1,000 or more thank yous. I said it several times, and I'm going to keep on saying it, and that is, I have a new assignment. And that is, along with the other assignments, God said, Son, I want you to help people around the world to see how good I have been to them. He said, not only have I done a few things or hundreds of things, but I've done thousands of things for the people in one night's time. Some of you walked today, maybe 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 steps. I checked with the woman who had had a stroke, and she said it took all of her energy just to move her foot one time. And yet you move your foot thousands. You owe God some praise. And people who are alive today, surely they have enough memory to remember that the Lord let their heart beat all night long. They didn't know anything about it, but here they are with their hearts beating. Oh my God, God has done thousands of things since yesterday. And you know, it takes thousands of activities in your body to even make your food digest the right way. Just found out that recently. Oh my God, the process for your food to digest takes, oh my God, so many moves in your body and things in your stomach. And God is so ultra awesome. He let that come into being. And think about when your blood rushes from your heart and goes throughout every area of your body, trying to keep you alive and give you strength to move. Wow, wow. God, in his creative ability, created all of that. Did you know that if you didn't have your toes, your 10 toes, including the big toe, do you know that you would fall, if you lean forward, you would fall forward, probably on your face, if you didn't have the hands and the arms to catch yourself? There would be no way to stop it, because without those toes balancing, you would probably fall over face first and hit your head. And then God, in his creative ability, in his genius, ultra genius creative ability, gave you the heel, that when you lean backwards, your heel will help you move forward so you can balance yourself. Oh, very, very important. So many things. Yes, and we don't even think of. You think when you sit down, there's a reason why God put meat on your behind, a cushion for you. If you were sitting on a wood bench, don't you know you would hit your spine and knock your spine out of line? You'd have back pains all the time. And those who have, we're here to pray that God would give you a miracle. There's so many things that God does for you. You know, have you ever tried to pick up a dime without your fingers? How can you do it? It's so very, very important that you have fingers. God knew that and provides you with that. But have you ever tried to do things without your fingers? How could you open that drink, that Sprite or whatever in a bottle, I don't know how you could do it. God, these are small things. They're so huge. It's like when, if you've ever had your water cut off or ever been without water, you realize how important water is. You can't take a shower, you can't take a bath, you can't brush your teeth, you can't wash your face or your body. It's just, you don't realize things until you're without them. And so, may I give you some advice, if you don't mind? I make a suggestion to you, if you like me to say it that way. I'd like to suggest that you thank God for what he's done for you before you're forced to realize how good he's been to you. Yeah. When you don't have any water, when you don't have a roof over your head, when you don't have a car, it won't start and you can't drive your car. I'd like to suggest to you that you give him 1,000 thank yous before then, so he will know how grateful you are to have all these things. And if you ever get into a situation where you have an emergency, where you've lost things that you take for granted, God will know how grateful you are before something, the enemy tries to do something to you, and he will block it. Amen. We love you. We praise God for you. This is a time that we come to praise him and give him glory and adoration. We're a little early here tonight, and we know it's almost 9 o'clock. And I talked to the people just a little bit then, and then we'll go into our 1,000 thank yous. Amen. People coming from the blog, from every walk of life, we just want him to know how grateful we are to him. And I see it's 9 o'clock now. Welcome to the blog live. Amen. This is when we give God 1,000 thank yous or more. And let me tell you something. God notices those who are willing to give up their time in order to praise him. Don't think he doesn't. He notices all things. And he is so appreciative of what you do for him. Where do you think we get the appreciation type attitude from? It comes from God. God appreciates people who are willing to give the time and to bless him. That's a given. He appreciates you so, so, so very much. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. This is a wonderful night to praise him. And all the things he's done for you, you owe him some praise. Is there anybody on here who has a child that this year or even last year, God fixed some things for them? Amen. You owe the Lord some praise for that. Is there anybody here? I know the other night the Holy Ghost spoke it in me, and I said it to you all. Then bring your bills to the blog line. And then the Holy Ghost said, tell them to put the bills on the ground and stand on top of them. You know, put the enemies, what he's trying to do, under your feet. And God has started canceling debt and paying off debt. I hope you're one of the recipients. I am. God has started paying off debt and doing unusual things for his people. Oh my God, have mercy. Is there anybody on here who's been sick in the last year or this year? Did God touch you? Did God bring you out? Did he heal your body? You owe the Lord some praise. And even more than you've given to him already. Did anybody go to sleep last night and you didn't know you were in the world until you woke up this morning? Anybody? Listen, it was God who kept you alive. You didn't know your heart was beating, but it was beating. You didn't know that you were breathing, but you were breathing. God is the one who, through his ingenious creative ability, caused you to breathe all night long while you were asleep. And while You didn't even know you were in the world. You owe the Lord some showing up praise. Anybody in the last 5 minutes, did anybody blink your eyes? If you did, you owe the Lord some praise. Your eyes would dry out if God hadn't put blinks in your system. Amen. Extend your eyes up and to cause a fresh little covering of vapor or something in your eyes, to cause your eyes to really wet them. Because if you didn't have any liquid in your eyes, they dry out, and when you blink them, they would cause like almost sandpaper in your eyes. God did that. Oh, you owe him some praise. Is there anybody who in the last 24 hours heard a person talking, including me right now? Do you realize how many people are deaf everywhere? And yet you can hear me? You ought to be running down the hallway hollering and screaming, "Thank you, Jesus," if you really knew how good he's been to you. Is there anybody here in the last 6 months who's had sinus problems? Sinus problems everywhere. But didn't know that if you didn't have any sinuses, oh my God, you'd be in a huge, troublesome situation. Because there would be all kinds of pollens and everything else that would completely clog up your system and your head. And then we'll forget it. I woke up one morning and all of a sudden I spit up something that came out of my mouth. I got a tissue and got it and looked at it, and it was a large clot. It was a blood clot. It was just drenching with blood, and it was a mess. And it came down through my sinuses some way and got into my nostril and then the back of my mouth and came out of my mouth. And God showed me that it had to come from above. It didn't come from below. I don't mean heavenly. I'm talking about naturally. It had to come from my head. It didn't come up from my stomach. It came down from my head. God, when it came down, and God showed me that that was a blood clot. He said, "I brought it down, son, because it was trying to clot in your head." I may not have been here if God had let that blood come down from my head through my sinuses and nostrils and come out. And it's so very, very important that we realize the blessings that the Lord has given us. And I want to thank we hear that the Lord has been mighty, mighty good. Oh, God. And yet, I thank him a thousand times. I want to also put Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan, who is such a smart lady. She put this blog for us, and I'm so grateful to her. I don't want to overlook her. I'd be remiss sometimes. And we and I know I've been taking care of her husband. Amen. He came through the operation very successfully. And he's been recuperating. And she's been right by his side. Thank God for her. I certainly would be remiss if I didn't mention now Ambassador Dr. Benny Johnson, who has been such a wonderful, wonderful support system for us. Amen. And we appreciate her in the background, but yet when she says something or does something, it's very, very, very valuable. And I want to thank God for all of you on this blog line. Please forgive me. I'm not trying to get into calling a lot of names, but I appreciate you very, very, very much. Amen. Thank you. Amen. And thank God for all of you. area code, St. Louis, and Kansas, and Michigan, and Georgia, and so many other areas I can name. But thank you so much for being here. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Let me say to you, one day, the Lord may do like he did Solomon. We're doing something unusual around the world. That is getting people, thank God, 1,000 times. And you are a participant in that unusual happening or that unusual sacrifice of the Lord. And God looked on Solomon and saw he was doing something unusual and came down and said, "What you want, Solomon?" Solomon said, "I want wisdom." God said, "I want you not only wealth, but because you didn't ask for wealth, I'm going to give you wealth too." Oh, who knows what he might do for us. And when I say us, I mean not only me, but you too. Amen, because you're a part of it. Amen. Thank you for helping me get in the bank. Now, your lines are being opened for us to thank God together. Is there anybody, before we start thanking him, is there anybody who has a prayer request? If you have them, we'll take them. Otherwise, we're just going to go ahead and start praying and thank God. If you have one, your line's open. Amen. Just jump in there right now.
Good evening.
Dr. Johnson, 314 Bachelor, United Chance. I just want to pray for your church.
Oh, my God. Girl, do you know you just opened yourself up to receive double for your trouble? Double for your trouble. Would you read that scripture I read the other night? Job 42 and 10. I believe that with all my heart. I believe in forever yesterday, today, and forevermore. All right, I don't want to have to meet somebody's line and take you off the line, but I need you to stop moving by the phone, if you would. That would be such a wonderful blessing, not only to me, but to several people on the line, if you would. Thank you so much. And I know many of you perhaps may be new, but we have some moves and order. You know, God is a God of order. And that's why many times the word, we'll read the word, and the word will tell us that we give him reverence and respect when we come into the holy temple. Amen. It's like when you come into church, you have to, you know, be a person of order. Thank you. Sister Jones, thank you again and again. Oh, my God. Don't you make me run around my room here shouting glory. Because I believe God put that on your heart because he's going to do that. Yeah, Job 42 and 10. I've read it many times to you all. And I just want Sister Jones to know that we appreciate her remembering us, my God, and remembering that. To pray for your friend. I declared myself as your friend. Why? Because it says in Job 42 and 10, and the Lord turned the captivity of Job. The Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. And then it says also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. And the Lord turned the captivity, the things that have been keeping you captive, Renata Jones. Any bills that have been keeping you captive? Yeah, debt free. Any type of problems that have been keeping you captive? Sickness keeping you captive? Anything. He turned the captivity of Renata Jones when she prayed for her friends. Also, the Lord gave Renata Jones twice as much as she had before. Don't you start shouting all around that room and run down the hall.
Amen.
And shout.
I receive it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
Oh, God. Any other prayer requests before we pray?
Good evening. This is Ambassador-elect Frierson. I would like to request prayer for my mother, Missionary Frierson.
Uh-huh. We certainly will. I know. I've never been there. I don't think I've been there before. But
oh, yes, you have. You did a concert in the 1980s in Grand Rapids, Michigan. She sponsored you.
Oh, my God. Yes, ma'am. That's your mother?
Yes.
All right. The Sunny Wheel.
And you came to our house prior to the concert with your friend, the piano player.
Absolutely. Yeah. Big guy?
No, he was probably average size person.
All right, anybody. Thank you so much. God bless
More or less on the slender side.
All right, that's Aaron Martin. Thank God for you. All right, anybody else with a prayer request? And thank you so much for your hospitality.
Sister Lucille Unspoken.
Okay. I believe God is going to do something great for you, Sister Lucille. You just hang in there. Amen. Be not weary and well doing. God's going to bless you. Anyone else? Okay. All right. God bless you. I'm going to start here tonight. I'm going to let Sister Renata Jones, amen, Ambassador Lick, amen. All right. I want you, you said you want to pray for our church. Why don't you start it? Let me see if the Lord wants to do it like that. All right. Is there anybody else who has a prayer request? Anybody else? I'm a prayer request. All right, let's start praying in the name of Jesus. Amen. Heavenly Father, we certainly thank you for all that you've done. Thank you. You're so wonderful.
Thank you.
You're so amazing. You're so astounding. And we give you glory. And we give you adoration. And we give you praise.
Thank you.
Thank you for the blessed Lake Ramana Jones, too. God has had so much compassion on me and amazing grace. Thank you for her. God, we appreciate it. And on Dr. Betty, too. Thank you for her compassion. We appreciate it so very, very, very much. And my God. And mentioning compassion, I want to thank you for Ambassador Lake Frierson, who back in the East had us there in their home. Brother Frierson, Missionary Frierson. And I want to thank you for the hospitality they showed to me and my magician and the others who were with us. Thank you for that. For all the good folks and everything they did. But let's still go back to that, eh? Because you told me some time ago that whoever would bless me, you would bless. And whoever would curse me, you would curse me. God, thank you for the blessings of the Frierson upon my life as a prophet of God. Thank you so much. He that receiveth the prophet in the name of prophet, you promised in your word, shall receive a prophet's reward. Let them receive a prophet's reward even in 2016. The residuals are still coming in. Thank you for it. And in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you again for Sister Lucille. You have an unspoken request. God, you're able to fix it. You're able to bless it. I'm asking you in the name of Jesus to shake the chuck tree and send her unusual, special blessing in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let her know that you've heard this prayer. Oh, God. By the fleece that is coming in Jesus' name I pray. Now, look on every person, Lord, and everyone in the area, Coach, who own this bloodline, to give you glory and to give you praise. Let me ask a question, if I may, Lord, and please don't be angry. Would you not bless someone who took time to thank you 1,000 times? I believe the answer is that you will bless them. And I know, oh yes, God, you will bless them. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, help me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Thank you for blessing these people. Lord, thank you in advance for what you're going to do for us. Thank you for looking on Bishop Hagen and for giving Dr. Julie Hagen her heart to die. Thank you for blessing them. And I thank you, God, for blessing the people who've been on this blog line so much. Organize our number 226-1717. And Mom, thank you so much for being a blessing like never before. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for blessing these people. Again, we thank you 1,000 times. Send them a special blessing to this day in Jesus' name. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And everybody who knows that he's been good to you and you're not ashamed of the Lord, to open your mouth that he gave you and let's begin to thank him. In Africa and in India, all over the world, in Haiti, Brazil, Russia, France, England, everywhere, let's thank the Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you,
thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God, you're so good.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank
you, thank
you, thank
you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for Dr. Daddy. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for everybody on the block, man. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, you've been so very good. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, there's none like you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Nobody like you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you for traveling mercies on the highways all day long. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your shield of protection. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
You are kind, God. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Oh, God, thank you for healing of our bodies. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, thank you for your word.
Thank you.
Your word shall supply all I need. According to your riches and glory. Not Christ Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You are supply. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, thank you, thank you for life.
Thank you.
Oh, glory thank to you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, God.
Glory,
Lord,
hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for having a home. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for having running water. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your electricity. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you for joy, joy of the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for peace, peace above all understanding. Peace, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for favor, favor. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, thank you for hope. Hope, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, you're worthy. Thank you, Jesus. You word of all I pray. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, open up doors. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Making ways out of no way. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Oh, my God, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You are the great I am. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being ourselves. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, Jesus. We are more than conquerors. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Oh, God, thank you. Thank
yes,
you.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. I thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Thank you.
Praise you, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
glory to God.
Thank you,
Anybody here? Anybody who wants to have something to say tonight, any praise report? Amen. If you have a praise report, if you have a praise report, the line is open to you. Or if you want to say a word of encouragement, the line is open to you. Anybody? Go ahead. Anybody? All right. The line is open to you. Your line is open now. If you'd like to say a word of encouragement, or you have a word, whatever. Is there anybody tonight?
Right. Dr. Johnson, mm-hmm. Dr. Johnson, this is Ambassador uh-huh. Lake Hendrick. You told
yes.
us to bring our bills back this Friday night.
I'm going to pray for that, and thank you for reminding me. Amen. I appreciate it. And let's find out what we're saying. There it is. Anybody else want to say something? Somebody's coughing and cleaning your sinuses on the phone. That's not good, darling. Amen. Yeah, put your phone on mute and do that, and then come on back. Amen. If you would. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Anybody else want to have a word to say?
I would like to say I am the woman of God that prays for the blessing for Amazing Grace. I also
uh-huh.
agree that God will bless you, Amazing Grace, by just bless them, just more than enough.
Yeah.
In the name
oh,
of Jesus,
God.
And I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And I just believe, and I pray for you all every day. I keep you all up in prayer.
Oh my
thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Thank you so much.
And, we, and I give
you,
God all the praises and all the glory for that prayer that she prayed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus' name, amen.
The Bible says, if any two of y'all shall agree on earth and touching anything that we shall ask, it shall be.
Thank you.
And I just believe that. And it's done of the Father. Thank you, Jesus. I want to thank you in advance, Lord, for what you've done.
Thank you.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Prophetess Baker. Amen. If I take note of this, do you think God takes note? Take note of all. Amen.
Thank you. We can't understand you, Chief. We cannot understand you.
Okay, understand me. Can you understand
yes,
me
sir.
Now? Can you understand me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I'm just saying God takes note of all these things that you all are doing, these blessed things and compassion. Thank you so much. Is there anybody else who wants to have a word before we close? I keep telling y'all this is not about me. This is about God. You have a right to say something for the Lord. Amen. Anybody? All right. Keep asking y'all. I'm trying to pull you out when I do that. And, but thank God for you. Amen. Let's just keep on just believing that whatever you're going through, I got a feeling that it's going to be all right. God's going to work it out for you, and he's going to bring you to it. And as Dr. E.B. Healy used to say, he'll let you go through it in order to bring you to it. Yeah. All right. God bless you. Y'all have a wonderful night. Y'all want to wish anybody just say hello or whatever, the line is open to you. I want to send a shout out to anybody on the line that's open to you. Y'all don't talk much, do you? That might be good.
I'm asking God to bless everybody on this block line tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. And I'm asking God for a blessing and a healing. In the name of Jesus, and I also asking God to bind out the confusion on the line in the name of Jesus, and I'm asking God so that everybody can be blessed in the name of Jesus with more than enough. And as you talk about that thing with that tree, I believe that. I believe and I receive it. In Jesus' name. Woo, glory, Shabakanda. So somebody, come on, Shah. Somebody going to bless you. Somebody coming back with a praise report in the name of Jesus. Somebody got money tied up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo, glory. I'm asking God to believe that.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. And they can come back and bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. And I believe that in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you and God bless
you. God bless you. I want to pray out for those debts as I leave here. I got that claim. I got to spend everything on my life. Get your debts, everybody, if you got them. If you don't have them tonight, my compassion says maybe next Friday night. No, I don't want to wait that long. Y'all remind me. Let's do it on Monday, too. I'm going to do it tonight and Monday. If you got your debts, get them and hold them up to the Lord right now. If you don't have them yet, hold your hand up there in the spirit realm. Hold it there. Heavenly Father, you see all these hands of people who have debts. I know you are debt canceled. You can cancel every debt. I'm asking you to take these precious people who have come to give you glory and adoration. Make them debt free. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And I thank you for the glory of God that revealed in their lives. I'm the enemy on every hand, and help us to stand to thy glory. In Jesus' name. Debt, you inanimate object, I command you to be bound, and I cast you out. And I pray the name of Jesus over all of those debts. Shed it to you. The blood of Jesus over all of it. And I curse it by the very root of it. And you're a liar, devil. We shall not entice these people to go back into all that debt. Debt free. And put those debts on the ground, on the floor. And put them on the floor. Throw them down there. In the name of Jesus, I want you to jump on them. Oh, my God. Holy Ghost. Jump on them.
Thank you, God.
I felt something when I jumped on them. Amen. I felt
something. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Be set free.
Hey, glory to God. Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
There's going to be a lot of testimony about people being delivered for this.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you. And take the Lord along with you everywhere you go. Amen. Now I got a feeling it's going to be all right. Claim it by faith right now. I am debt free. I'm saying with faith.
I am debt free.
Whatever we lose on this earth will be loosed in heaven. And I lose that free. I am debt free.
I am debt free.
Somebody, if you believe that, I want you to praise him. Like you know, you're net free. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. I've got to get my dance on here.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you.
Oh, glory. Thank you.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless y'all. Have a wonderful night. I just had to get my shot on tonight because I'm debt free. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Glory.
Have a wonderful,
thank
wonderful.
Jesus. Woo. Thank you, Lord.
Glory, glory. Yeah, God
thank
bless
you.
God. Have a wonderful
thank
night.
Thank you. And God bless you too, Chief.
And your family. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night. Good night, everybody. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.